Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend. Now.
It's officially Friday. We made it. Take a deep breath, everyone. We're so proud of you.
We're so proud.
Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Appreciate that. My name is Moose. One of my special skills is I can pick up a grape just using my butt cheeks. Breezy?
My name's Breezy, and both my pinky toes do not touch the ground. They're
that
always in flight.
That's
Thank you for flying JetBlue.
My four-year-old is biting everyone in his class, and now it's turned into a real bloodbath.
Oh, God.
He made another child.
What's going on here?
Made another child bleed. We could really use phone calls on this one today. How do you handle a kid who is constantly biting? 585-252-9800. Hit us up. Take a listen to the message that Andrea sent over to us. This was on our 98PXY Facebook page. We get this message and it says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Monday, I got reported that my child is biting everybody in preschool."
Uh-oh.
He's turning four in a week. And I won't lie. I do feel ashamed with the other parents, disappointed with my child's behavior, and powerless. Because I feel I don't know how to control this behavior. He made the child on Monday break skin and bleed pretty badly. Needless to say, child's parents, very, very upset. I won't bring my husband into this, but I feel we're not on the same page regarding the situation. He says that he is a kid and it's just normal behavior. How the heck is our son biting four kids in his class? Normal behavior.
Yeah, no.
Anyone have any tips on how I could change my kid's behavior and get him to stop biting? Thank you so much. I don't know. I do not know.
Give him a bone. To gnaw on.
A permanent mouth guard. This is really tough.
I used to have this thing. It was one of those stupid pyramid schemes on TikTok. But it was this thing you put in your mouth and you bite down on it and it was supposed to chisel your jawline.
Yeah.
It just spread my teeth farther apart. But
is it that bad? You shouldn't be using those.
Oh no, I only used it once. I was like, eh. But I'm saying maybe you could give him something along those lines.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe he's biting for the sensation.
I mean, because you send your kid to preschool and he bites four kids in the class, and then on Monday he makes a kid bleed? Okay, this is a total liability. Someone's going to sue you. How do you get a kid to stop biting?
And then you have to go through and get tetanus shots.
Was I a biter growing up? I bit a couple of people, I'm not going to lie. Not like Mike Tyson. I wasn't biting ears off, but I bit a couple of people. I did. All right, let's...
I still bite people to this day.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your dating life. Let's go over to June, who's here. I feel for this mom. My oldest was a biter. I had everyone from our from other moms to a child psychologist tell me to bite him back. Oh, my God. I wouldn't do it for months. Finally, I did it, and he never bit anyone else ever again. He's now 17. Crazy advice, I know, but it actually worked. Okay, so June says bite your kid back.
Bite your kid back, which is insane.
Who else has done that? Your kid bit you and you bit
it
back.
But honestly, like, it's really the only way to learn. You go and learn when I break your skin.
Oh, you
and now you have a huge gouge and you have to get a tetanus shot.
Oh, you can learn today.
And then you go and you tell the doctor or whoever, and they're like, CPS is coming to get your child.
Let's go over to Danielle. Good morning, Danielle. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. When I was four, I was playing with the cat and she bit me. And so I bit her back. Oh, my God. My dad said that cat had the most confused look on her face when it happened. She never bit me again. Okay, that's two people now that's saying you got to bite your kid back.
The hairballs. I can't. Interesting.
All right.
Interesting indeed.
Here's another text. I second this method. My child was biting me hard, and I just lost it one day, and I bit him back. And that's the last time he ever thought about it. Okay, is there anyone listening who doesn't agree with this method of biting your child back? I'm waiting for CPS Liz to call in right now.
No, for sure. Let's see here. Hey, when my children were younger, they would bite and I would smack their mouths. One good pop, not really hurting them more than just hurting their feelings. They stopped right away.
Yeah.
This person says bite him back. This person says bite him and show him what it feels like.
Everybody's
saying
bite.
Just kidding. Are you just kidding? I don't
Gina
know.
Says, you got to tell this mom to talk to her pediatrician. Four is way too old to be biting. Are you sure? Four? I don't know. I don't. What do I know? I don't know. Here's a good text. Hey, buy the book, The Biting Solution by Lisa Powell. It is a self-help consulting guide to fix this. I did initially, but couldn't figure it out on my own. And I ended up hiring her to consult on her own case. You hired who? The author? We paid for about an hour and a half of her time. She figured out what was going on and helped us come up with a plan. My son's teacher implemented it and it actually worked. She's basically a child whisperer. Okay. All right. The book, The Biting Solution by Lisa Powell. Interesting. That is very interesting. Growing up, I remember I sucked my thumb way more than I bit people. But even then, that was a quick fix. My mom would just cover my finger in vinegar.
Ew.
And I would never. It was the worst. I think that's why the smell of vinegar today will make me gag.
Well, sometimes people who suck their thumb long enough can reshape and form their teeth.
That's true. Yeah. I have heard that. Lucky for me, I have an absolutely beautiful smile.
Perfect pearly whites.
let's go over to Pam. What's up, Pam? 4 years old should not be biting. I am a daycare teacher, and I deal with biting kids. You can get books to read to your child on biting. My middle child was biting for a while, and I read her a book called People Don't Bite People. Have your child practice with you to use his words instead of his teeth. Easier said than done.
Very much so.
All right, but hey, that might be a good book. What's the name of it? People Don't Bite People. Yes, that's another great book. You can get that on Amazon.
We're always just like putting so much money in these author's pockets when we're doing this.
A lot of self-help books actually do work. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to kids. Especially if it's your last resort and you're running out of options. You got two options here. Okay, Andrea, you can get the book or you can just bite your kid back really hard. Those are that's it.
Or
those are your two options.
Stop.
Here's another one. This who's this? Frank What's up, guys? When my kid was little, he decided to bite our dog, and then I bit him back, and then the dog bit him. It was a total mess, but he never bit anyone ever again. What the hell? It's a lot of chaos in that home.
Kelly here. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My mom was a daycare provider, and she used to bite them back. It cured everything.
No way. You can't be biting your students.
Well, or the kids you look after.
Or can you?
I really just think that you should be putting something in their mouth. Like the ball.
I don't
or
know.
Like the whatever it was.
Biting your child back is crazy. I mean, these parents
your kids
who
just
are texting.
Have a ball gag in their mouth for
these parents are no joke. That's for sure. All right. Okay, Andrea. Your kid's four. He's already bit four people.
And that's a person a year.
He already made a kid bleed. It's time to bite him back. There you go. I think everybody agrees with that. Thank you guys so much for all the messages. We learned so much today.
Don't ever try to bite me.
No, I promise. I can't wait for Parental Confidential on Monday to see what happens. We got to get a follow-up on this. Andrea, if you bite your kid, we need pictures, and we need you to call in and tell the whole story. All right, we'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back. Who listening has ever had to deal with a squatter? I mean, it's a real problem, especially in New York State. They're able to use legal loopholes that allow them to just live rent-free. And then the court has to figure out how are we going to play this. And it could take months. It could take years. In April, legislators made clear that squatters are not renters. And basically what that did is it gave judges the authority to kick them out more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, it doesn't seem like it's quick enough. One man by the name of Zach Alford has been trying to kick a man out of his Dansville home for quite a while now. The house is a mess. If you see the photos, it's like how many meth heads lived in this?
Oh, no.
Holes in the wall, bongs everywhere, drawings on the I'm like, this is not
kosher.
This is not a family-friendly home. It was an absolute mess. So Zach bought a house for his young family back in June. Couldn't move in because Mike Priestley, a level 2 sex offender, was already living there. And he was living there because Priestley initially was an invited guest of Zach's father, Bob Alford. So Zach says he came crying to my dad saying, hey, I don't have a place to stay. So he let him in. And Zach says after several weeks, his father was ready to kick Priestley out, but he didn't have the chance to do it because his poor father died suddenly in a car crash on December 3rd. So Bob's brother owns the home and says for months, he also has been trying to kick out this level 2 sex offender. And by the way, Priestley refused to leave. And he started listing the address as his residence on the New York Sex Offender Registry. So Zach called police telling them that Priestley was a squatter. But by law, a judge has to decide whether he's a squatter or a renter. And that's where it gets messy. So Zach finally gets his day in court. And just weeks before the scheduled hearing, Priestley made a promise that if the judge says he's evicted, he goes, I will move out. Well, guess what happens on the day of the hearing? He never shows up.
So classic.
So
he's like, can't see, can't hear, no longer there.
So Zach, who, you know, is pleading with the judge, saying, please evict him. Please. And that's basically what happened. The judge says, I'm going to order the warrant of eviction today. So but here's the thing, you guys. Please do not believe it is within your legal right to remove a squatter. So it's important to follow the steps outlined on how to go about dealing with squatters because of all the laws and the rights that these freaking people have who have no business living in these homes. And by the way, this poor guy, Zach Alford, is not even going to be able to get into this house until October. So he still has to wait. It's just an absolute mess. What's that show I started watching on Hulu? Frogging?
What is that?
People were living in other people's homes without them knowing it.
Oh.
One guy was in the attic for 6 months. He all disheveled everything. One was living in this couple. They had a daughter. He was living in her closet. Her clothes would go missing. Their chargers, their cell phones. It was so creepy. And this guy crawled out of the attic and he was like, sorry.
Oh my God.
Traumatizing, Breezy. These people are just...
I've heard some secondhand stories.
Oh, it's so creepy.
This type of thing. It's wild.
I mean, frogging, that's just illegal. You're just hiding in somebody's house without them realizing it.
Right.
Can you imagine?
I would lose it.
Well, it's Friday on the show, and you probably got a lot you need to get off your chest, but so do we. Call us now, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Breezy and I get to all of your unpopular opinions coming up next.
XY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
All right, before we jump into the weekend here, let's clear the air, okay? We got to get the elephant out of the room. Call us at 585-252-9800. We want to hear all of your unpopular opinions this morning. We don't care what they are. Anything goes. Breezy, you want to start?
I'll start with something that one of my friends said. They said, I don't care how hard it is. You can't stop loving someone you truly loved. There, I said it. I think it's true. Like, everyone's like, you can't be friends with your ex. You can't care about your ex. You have to wish them death. It's like, I don't
know. You have to wish them death. Right, of course.
Of course.
All right, let me...
And then a couple other people weighing in right now. This person says, SUVs and truck drivers should require a separate driver's license. Not like truck drivers, like, you know, commercial 18-wheelers. Like, just someone with a truck. Because, you know, when you have a big truck and some big wheels, all of a sudden, you just start making some noise for no reason. And that should be against the law.
I know. No. What's up? Good morning, Meg. Happy Friday. Does anyone else think someone is total trash who just throws their cigarette butts into the street? And yes, it's a rhetorical question. They really are trashy. There, I said it. You know what? It's funny she says this. Yesterday, I'm on the corner of Park Ave and Culver, and I'm waiting at a red light, okay? Mm-hmm. And the woman in front of me rolls down her window and just chucks out a McDonald's bag right onto the street.
I hate people.
I was so pissed. Like, think about what kind of a lowlife you have to be to just do that and not give two craps.
No, I know.
No class. I wanted to slowly bump her car with my car. Just slowly hit the bumper.
I don't understand why people
so aggravated
live like that.
I don't know who texted this in, but they're asking if we can normalize having handicap chairs in our homes, whether we need them or not. I'm 37, but I hate using the stairs. There, I said it. Okay.
Right, of course.
I kind of hate using the stairs sometimes, too. I was out of breath yesterday. I only had to go up one flight. What does that tell you?
This person says, I don't care what anybody says, but laying in your partner's arms is extremely uncomfortable. There, I said it. It kind of can be a little uncomfortable.
Especially if it's 85 degrees. Nobody has any kind of AC. Yikes. What's up, Alyssa? You have to be crazy to eat sushi from anywhere other than Japan. There, I said it. People in this country think they know what sushi is, and they don't. Oh, kick rocks, Alyssa.
Tell me your culture without telling me your culture.
You don't know sushi until you've had the sushi from the 7-Eleven on Dewey Ave. They pull it right out of the canal. Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
Now that's sushi.
Yeah. Mine for today is this. I think that we should all go back to having flip phones at least for a week. I think it should be mandated by the government. There, I said it.
Don't talk about it. Be about it. You've brought this up twice already. Just order the phones on eBay and we'll use them for a week. They're like, what, $20? If that.
I don't know how you switch everything over, but we can look into that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
our boss is like, you haven't posted content in over a month. Like, well, we have flip phones, so.
I do miss having a BlackBerry.
I know. My BlackBerry curve was amazing.
All those blue-collared workers. No, white-collared workers were carrying around their flip phones. They were, that was it, man. The
blue-collar workers had, like, the phones from Radio Shack that, like, had already fallen from 12 stories of a building.
That was my father. It was covered in concrete all the time. It weighed a ton.
It was just a brick.
Phil is here. Good morning. Miami Dolphins should have won that game last night. There, I said it. Phil, it was 31-10. Were you watching the same game? They got demolished in Miami.
Squish the fish.
Yeah, Breezy's a huge football girl now. She loves football.
I do.
So are you a Chiefs fan or are you a Bills fan? Which one are you?
No, I'm a Bills fan.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, we're undefeated. So.
Two games.
We're undefeated.
We are undefeated, Breezy. Yes, that's right.
Absolutely undefeated.
Julie says it really doesn't matter that kids don't know how to read analog clocks anymore. Not a single person uses them. There, I said it.
What's an analog clock?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. What is it?
Come on.
I'm...
A clock on the wall? That's not digital?
Oh. Why didn't you just say a wall clock?
It's called an analog. A wall clock could be anything. It could still be digital. I'm going to have to disagree with you, Julie. I'm sorry. That's not... No. Kids don't need to know how to read clocks anymore. Right.
Kids also don't know what you mean when you say it's like a 6:15.
No, they don't.
I actually didn't know what it meant until like last week. I thought it always meant 6:25.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
I always did.
You are a treasure. You really?
I mean, when you think quarter, you think 25.
No wonder you're always late to things.
I mean, I blame it on my dyslexia. Oh, you're going to come at me for my disability? Please. Get real.
Okay, Trevor's here. What's up, guys? It's Trevor. Aside from Vinyl Downtown, do you know of any clubs to go out to in Rochester? He goes, I feel like there's no clubs in the city. Trevor, how old are you? Please tell me you're 40. I'll die.
Is Tropic still a thing?
No. I'm sorry to say, but all the clubs have been turned into breweries in the city.
Close at like 8 p.m.
You can hit up Roar tonight, right? You can still go to Roar.
Except it's like underage night. You have to, 18 and up.
It's 13 and up. You can hit that up.
It's actually 8 and up tonight, so go check it out.
I used to host a club night at Adventure Landing, the putt-putt golf joint in Greece. It was teen night. It was 13 and 18. I was like, oh.
I was actually there eating pudgies.
It was such a nightmare.
We went after Y night.
Oh, man.
Just kidding. My parents wouldn't let me in the city.
And let me get to this girl. To that girl, Julie, who just texted in about the clocks. All I can say is, wow. Imagine being bored in school, looking up at a round thing with moving hands, and not knowing why or how. Kids are getting more stupid by the minute. No pun intended. There, I said it.
I hate that they call them hands, too. They're arms.
No, they're hands.
They're arms. I hate that people call them hands on a clock. Your hand is this size. Your arm is this size. It makes no sense to me. Make it make sense. That's why we should do away with them, because they're using the wrong verbiage.
People should just know how to read a clock, Breezy.
I'm sorry, but I don't.
Okay, I'm gonna test you real quick, okay? I'm going to draw a clock. I'm going to need you to tell me exactly.
I mean, I know how to read a clock.
Wait a second. All right, what time is it right now?
That's not fair. Those are the same size arms.
What time is it?
You need to do the same. You need to do different size arms.
Okay, this is the short. This is the short arm, okay?
Okay.
This is short. This is long.
6:55.
6:50? It's
10:30. What are you talking about?
We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event.
BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.